Hello, my name is Ruth. I'm from Donegal, which is in the very northwest of Ireland. It's basically to the west of the border of Northern Ireland. I'm sure you've heard of Northern Ireland a lot in the news. Donegal is quite a special place because it's very different from the rest of the other places where these people are from, like Cork, totally different scenery. Dublin's quite flat, and the same could be said for Limerick. Donegal, you have the mountains, high mountains meeting the sea, meeting the Atlantic Ocean, so it's quite idyllic, especially when it's sunny, which it isn't often. But when it is, it's quite beautiful. And we've got a big heritage of tweed and tweed clothes and jackets, and it's quite a traditional county. And the accent there is actually, Donegal is where Brian Freer places all of his plays practically, and many of his names are actually made up names. One of them, which is Ballybeg, is actually a town where he went to school, which is actually called Glenties, and he placed it there, and he set that name to it because when he was a young boy he used to go there with his mother, and I guess he just kind of had this name that he wanted to create for it instead of just calling it Glenties. I myself am from Ardara, which is spelled A-R-D-A-R-A, and most Americans would say Ardara, and Glenties would be pronounced Glenties because it's G-L-E-N-T-I-E-S, and it's Donegal, not Donegal, but that's okay. You can call it Donegal if you want. I'm going to read He Bids His Beloved Be at Peace in my own accent because I don't have a specifically Donegal accent, it is quite neutral. I hear the shadowy horses, their long manes a-shake, their hoofy heavy, I'll go back on that again, okay. I hear the shadowy horses, their long manes a-shake, their hooves heavy with tumult, their eyes glimmering white. The north unfolds above them, clinging, creeping night. The east her hidden joy before the morning break. The west weeps in pale dew and sighs passing away. The south is pouring down roses of crimson fire. O vanity of sleep, hope, dream, endless desire, the horses of disaster plunge in the heavy clay. Beloved, let your eyes half close and your heart beat over my heart, and your hair fall over my breast, drowning love's lonely hour in deep twilight of rest, and hiding their tossy manes and their tumultuous feet. And now I'll read it in a Donegal accent. I hear the shadowy horses, their long manes a-shake, their hooves heavy with tumult, their eyes glimmering white. The north unfolds above them, clinging, creeping night. The east, her hidden joy before the morning break. The west weeps in pale dew and sighs passing away. The south is pouring down roses of crimson fire. O vanity of sleep, hope, dream, endless desire. The horses of disaster plunge in the heavy clay. Beloved, let your eyes half close, and your heart beat over my heart, and your hair fall over my breast, drowning love's lonely hour in deep twilight of dressed, and hiding their tossy manes and their tumultuous feet. Okay, that was a bit for me. This is Ruth signing off. Thank you.